You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. As warmer weather returns to the eastern townships, public health officials are once again reminding residents to be vigilant about ticks and the diseases they carry. While Lyme disease remains the most well-known tick-borne illness in the region, health experts are also monitoring the emergence of other diseases, including anaplasmosis and babesiosis. Recent years have seen a general increase in tick activity across southern Quebec, driven in part by changing environmental conditions and expanding habits. As more residents spend time outdoors this summer, awareness and prevention remain key tools in reducing the risk of infection. I spoke with Dr. Kelly Mirabel, a specialist in medical microbiology and infectious diseases at the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire de Sherbrooke about the current tick situation in the estuary, the symptoms residents should watch out for, and the steps people can take to protect themselves and their families. Here is that conversation. Can you provide me an overview of the tick situation here in the estuary region this year and explain why public health officials continue to monitor it? Has the tick trend been increasing or decreasing within the past couple of years?
Over the last couple of years, the number of ticks in the area has been, the number of Lyme's disease cases has been increasing. It's variable over the years, but the global trend is an increasing trend. So yes, it's important to continue the monitoring systems because it allows us clinicians in the field to know what's coming and to know what to expect in terms of diseases coming in. For example, since 2021, we've been having anaplasmosis, which is a new disease that has been emerging in our area, and this was found also in ticks that were being monitored. So it's important for public health to monitor these situations so that clinicians are aware that these diseases are now prevalent in our area. So another example is Babesia, which has been coming in since 2023. We had our first case locally in 2023. So knowing that these diseases are here and staying and emerging is very important for us to know how to treat and how to investigate the patients that are coming in with symptoms.
What are the types of factors that contribute to tick activity here in the estuary? And are there particular environments where residents are more likely to encounter ticks?
Yes, it's a great question. There's many factors. We know that, of course, climate change is an important driver of the emergence of these diseases. So warmer winters are important. Last year we had a colder winter, so we're expecting a bit less cases this year. But overall, if you look at the 10-year trend, it is warming and we are getting more cases. So that's one part of your question. Other factors that are important, obviously, people have to be in contact with natural areas where there are the reservoirs. So the white-footed mouse, the deer, the wooden areas, the leaves, because the ticks like to stay under the leaves in the winter. So all these factors are important for the ticks to be there. So if people are close to those areas, then they'll be more at risk. I would say also having residential areas that are expanding into natural spaces creates closed reservoirs, and we tend to see that these places tend to be areas where the ticks are more concentrated because they are restricted in their movement, and the vectors that carry them also are restricted, so it tends to concentrate the ticks in these areas. So wooden areas, places where there are tall grasses, leaves that are not raked, are areas where people can be in contact with the ticks themselves.
What are the key signs and symptoms of tick-borne illnesses, such as Lyme disease or, as you previously mentioned, anaplasmosis, that people in the region should be aware of?
Mm-hmm. So I think people are getting to be more aware and conscious of the symptoms of Lyme's disease. So I'll maybe start by talking about the other infectious disease that we're seeing. So anaplasmosis and babesiosis, when people are infected with these diseases, they primarily develop fever, myalgia, so pain in the muscles and joints. It's like having a big cold, a big flu-like illness. And it's very hard to differentiate these presentations from other, let's say viral illnesses that have nothing to do with tick-borne diseases. So when a patient comes in, it's not written on their forehead, the diagnosis. So we need to look for a little clue. So obviously the seasonality, if people come in the summer or the spring where the tick disease, the ticks are more active, that's one of the clues. Other clues being very much exposed to ticks, living in an area or working outside, those are clues that will help us think of those possible exposures. And also then when we look at the blood tests, we also see some clues. For example, anaplasmosis, it's often associated with an elevated liver enzyme count. There's also a lowering of the platelets in the blood and a lowering of the lymphocytes, so lymph, white blood cells that we call lymphocytes. So when we see this triad of anomalies on the blood work, we think of anaplasmosis. For babesiosis, what we look for, babesiosis is mostly a disease of weak people, so people that have a low immune system, people with especially non-functional spleen. So when the immune system is weak, or very elderly people, they will most likely develop the symptoms compared to younger patients where the disease can go without being noticed. So for babesiosis, we look for anemia. It's a babesia is a parasite that infects red blood cells. So what we look for is a lowering of the red blood cells or anemia on the blood work. So that's about it. For Lyme disease, there's various presentations, and I can talk on that subject for an hour. But we look obviously for red patches, fever, sometimes facial paralysis, neurological symptoms, meningitis, carditis. So there's different presentations, but the important thing is to look for tick-borne diseases when we are in an area where those diseases are prevalent. And also, if you're not in an area that is where tick-borne diseases are important, always question the patient about traveling. When we think of travel, we think of exotic places, but just travel in the province, different areas don't have the same prevalence of these diseases. So it's important to think about it when people have been traveling, even within the province or within Canada.
What steps can residents take to reduce the risk of tick bites? And what should they do if they find a tick on themselves, a family member, or a pet? Are there any preventative measures that listeners can take in order to avoid encountering these types of insects?
So if you see a tick on yourself, the first thing is to remove it as soon as possible. You can keep it in order to be able to show it to a pharmacist, to a doctor, to a doctor who can offer prophylaxis, so a medication to prevent the disease from happening in the first place. That's what we call secondary prophylaxis. When we talk about primary prophylaxis, this is the prevention of being bitten in the first place. So trying to avoid areas that I've been mentioning earlier. So avoiding going to tall grasses, wooden areas that are covered in debris or leaves. That's where the ticks can be found. The one important step is a tick check. So once you get out of these areas is to watch your body, wash it and watch it. So try to remove any, check on your skin with your hands, tactile inspection to see if you can find any ticks attached and remove them as quickly as possible. If ticks haven't been attached for more than 24 hours, it is unlikely that they will transmit Lyme's disease, almost impossible. So it's really the ticks that have been attached for more than 24 hours that are at risk of transmitting Lyme's disease. Also, there are repellents that can be used. There's Icaridine and DEET that are two products that can be used to repel the ticks from attaching in the first place. Also, always important to check your animals because they can be carrying ticks and then you play with them at home and they can ticks that are attached to them or just wandering up under their fur can then go on to the human host. So important to watch the pets and get them checked and immune to tick-borne diseases. There are some vaccines in pets. There will be a vaccine, and actually there's a vaccine that's in preparation for humans. So that will be something to watch out for. But for the moment, there's no vaccine for humans that is available in the moment.
As tick season continues, where can residents of the estuary find reliable and up-to-date information on tick activity, prevention measures, and public health recommendations?
Well, the best place to look is on the government site. So you have the ENSPQ site at the National Institut National de Santé Publique and the Quebec government, the Ministry of Health site. Both of these have information on tick-borne diseases that are very reliable and up-to-date. So I think that's the best source. Depending on where you live in the Estrie region, you can also have some local presentations that can be given. Sometimes, for example, microbiologists in my area give some talks sometimes. But I think the best reliable place for Estrie is really the ENSPQ, and you can also go to Santé Estrie also has information about tick-borne diseases. The important thing is not to prevent, stop yourself from going outside. On the contrary, but just be aware. And these diseases can be treatable and can be taken care of. If you can do your part and avoid being bitten in the first place, that's great. But we're always there to try to help afterwards.
That was Dr. Kelly Mirabel discussing the growing presence of tick-borne diseases in the Estrie region. She says Lyme disease remains the most recognized tick-related illnesses within the area. But healthcare professionals are also monitoring emerging diseases, such as anaplasmosis and babesiosis. As tick populations continue to expand across parts of southern Quebec, public health officials are encouraging residents to stay informed and take preventative measures when spending time outdoors. Experts recommend performing tick checks after outdoor activities, using approved insect repellents, and seeking medical attention if symptoms develop following a tick bite. Residents can find reliable information on tick activity, prevention measures, and public health recommendations through Quebec's public health resources. Reporting for CJMQ 88.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard.